City's 716 on this Thursday morning as we head east all the way to Washington, D.C. And joining us this morning is Senator John Barrasso from Washington. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you, fascinating weather forecast, it sounds like, for the weekend. Bobby and I will be around Wyoming, mostly in western Wyoming. What are you saying, 5 to 7 inches of snow, even though it's 55 degrees today?
That's it. It's a storm that's going to march right along I-80 and zip into central Wyoming, so travel safely when you get here. It's been an interesting week, Senator. Again, all of the business out of Washington seems to be centering around health care when people continue to struggle to have jobs and to get jobs and to deal with jobs. But let's talk about health care to begin with. Last week, the big health care summit up at the White House. Did you get the feeling, as I did, that more could have been accomplished without the television cameras around?
Well, I'm always happy to have the cameras in the room for people to see what's going on. I think more could have been accomplished generally just by looking at the things that we agree upon and then passing those things into law that day. There's no reason to wait on things that we agree upon and we ought to go in a step-by-step fashion, Brian. I mean, this is it. This is one massive bill, 2,700 pages. 100 and some new government commissions, big cuts in Medicare for our seniors. And, you know, I saw you Monday afternoon at the services at Highland Park, and I had spent the morning at the hospital talking to doctors and nurses and patients at the Wyoming Medical Center, and they all have concerns about this huge bill that they think is going to drive up the cost of care and is going to make the quality of their own care go down. So I think it's the wrong approach, and we could have done a better job if we just focused on the things we agreed on and got those passed immediately.
John, what do you agree on? I mean, between the Democrats and the Republicans, what do we agree on that is best for the American people?
Immediately we agree that people that have insurance should not be allowed to be dropped from their insurance. We agree that if you have insurance, there shouldn't be a limit to how much is paid in a year or in a lifetime if there is some sort of catastrophic injury or disease. And we agree that young people who are on their parents' health care plans, their family plans, shouldn't be kicked off when they turn 21 or 22. Some of them are still in school, the community colleges, university, and we should allow those students to stay on the plans till they're 25, 26 years of age. That would help a lot of families in Wyoming who are trying to struggle to get insurance for their kids who are maybe still in school, but still need the coverage. So those are things that I think we should have passed that day. But we need to focus on the things that will actually help get the cost of care down because, you know, you talk to people in Wyoming, they're happy with the quality of care. We have care for the most part available, but the costs are what bother most people. But you really struck the chord right when you started by saying the president has ignored jobs and the economy by continuing to focus on something, Brian, where the CNN poll says with his health care, half of Americans say stop and start over. A quarter say just stop. And only one in four support what the president's trying to push through.
It sounds like at this point in time, the administration is willing to sacrifice some of their representatives, whether it be through the House or through the Senate in the fall elections, to get this done. Where Nancy Pelosi is coming out and saying, regardless of what might happen in the fall, we need your vote to get this taken care of today. This is not about you retaining your job. This is about getting this put through for the administration.
Well, that's right. It's about getting it pushed through for the administration, Brian, as you just said, not for the American people, because this is flying in the face of what the American people want and what I hear all around Wyoming as I've traveled the state the past week. The people don't want this, and I think the people that really believe in a really government-run system of health care with government in control who are pushing this see it slipping away after the Massachusetts election with Scott Brown, after what's happened in the governor's races in Virginia and in New Jersey. And I keep going back in my mind, what's best for the people of Wyoming? And this isn't it. The people of Wyoming aren't telling me that this is what they want in any way.
At the same time, we know that health care reform has to take place, that people need health insurance and that those that can't afford it need to be taken care of. All of these things I think everybody can agree on, but it's a matter of implementation. And how much is it going to cost me? How much is it going to cost the American people? How much is it going to cost our kids and our grandkids to mortgage things today for tomorrow?
And that's what Bobby and I have heard as we've traveled around the state. And we were a lot of different communities. And you know, if you're at a civics club or a civic group or a town meeting, and you ask people, if this goes through, do you think the cost of your own care will go up? A lot of hands go up, just about all of them. And then if you say, do you think the quality of your care will go down? Again, a lot of hands go up. But we need health care. We need some things that we can do. And one is to let people shop around and buy insurance across state lines and get what's best for you and your family instead of just having limited choices. And we know that about 12 million more people, Brian, would be able to get insurance if they could do that. We need to do things about letting those same people then get the same tax breaks as the big companies get. We need to focus across the country on wellness, the things that you and I have done with the Wyoming Health Fairs. I mean, you've been up there at the event center over the years. I go to the health fairs around the state. I was medical director for, 20-some years of the Wyoming Health Fairs. People continue to go and get their blood drawn and then detect problems early. That's a huge part of this. And then we need to do something about lawsuit abuse that is not really addressed at all to any significant degree in the bill. And we need to let small businesses join together. That'll help give them better bargaining power and help get the cost down.
It would seem to me tort reform would be number one on the list of things to get accomplished. And that seems to be getting lost in the mix of everything that's happening today.
Well, it is. And we know that the president from trial lawyers took about almost $100 million in his election campaign. And over the last 10 years, those folks who are against the sort of changes that we know need to be done to help get the cost under control, to eliminate all of the defensive medicine, that they've contributed about $1 billion over the last 10 years to the Democrat Party. And in a way that is why Howard Dean, who had been the former chairman of the party, said, oh, we're not going to touch that issue of abusive lawsuits because we're not going to take on the trial lawyers. Well, that's you ought to do what's going to work for the country and what the American people understand will work. And that's what I hear when I travel around Wyoming. Why isn't this in the bill? Why aren't we doing a better job to help get the cost down? Because so often, and doctors will tell you, they order tests because these are expensive tests with new technologies that Brian, aren't necessarily helping the patient, but they're just saying, well, we don't want to miss that one in a million chance of something. You know, when I was in my medical school training and in residency, if a kid was brought to the emergency room, they said he got hit in the head with a ball or, you know, banged his head, we'd give him we had a whole sheet of papers. It was called the head injury sheet. And you'd hand that out to the parent and you'd say, you know, keep an eye on him. Wake him up at 2 a.m. If they seem to be doing okay, you know, good. If not, bring him back. Now, every one of those kids, Brian, in the country gets either a CAT scan or an MRI of their brain. And that's expensive from the cost standpoint, but also from the radiation standpoint. So it's not the best way, but it's the defensive medicine way, which costs us all a lot of money.
John, we're running out of time, but one other topic here. Jim Bunning is taking a lot of heat on his blocking this extended benefits bill and this large bill that was put out there for shutting down some government, some other things, because it had to move forward for it to be paid. But he's being painted a goofball out there. But at the same time, he brings up a great point. How is it going to get paid for? You know, so many times all these things are presented and pushed through, but with little or no thought. Do we need them? Yeah, we need them. But how does it get paid for? And that was the big question on this, wasn't it?
Was the big question, and that's the problem, because Senator Bunning had an editorial in today's USA Today where he says if the Senate can't find $10 billion to pay for something that we all support, we will never pay for anything. And that's the issue here, is that they brought this to the Senate floor late and said, hey, we got to get it done. It's an emergency. And the bottom line is that we're spending money that we as a nation don't have, and then on these emergency measures, you say, well, wait a second, maybe we shouldn't have spent it somewhere else. He wanted it to be spent from this this so-called stimulus plan, which money hasn't been spent from yet. And I agreed with him. I voted with him that the money ought to be from money that we have, not just more money borrowed from our kids and our grandkids, which is this incredible debt. And, you know, the president's budget doubles the national debt in 5 years, triples it in 10. It's unsustainable and it's irresponsible, Brian.
John, we could go on for another 30 minutes this morning, but we have come to the end of our time. I know that you will be around Wyoming. Please travel safely, and we'll visit again soon.
Well, it'll be great to be home and see Bobby again tomorrow. Hey, thanks, Brian.
You bet. Thank you, Senator John Barrasso, again live from Washington, D.C. this morning.